Hello, the Internet Podcast Experience listeners. Welcome back to another episode of the Internet Podcast Experience. Today we have Seth Lorenzo, a hot artist out of California. He's got a lot of new things coming up down the pipeline. But that's enough for me. I'm going to let Seth introduce himself.
Yo, what's up? This is Seth Lorenzo. I'm an upcoming artist from Pomona, California. And all I just want to say is you'll be seeing me soon. And I'll be releasing many, many more bangers to come. So just stay tuned.
What's up, brother? So tell me how you got started in this music game of yours.
So pretty much what happened, bro, was pretty much like just personal experience that I like throughout my life. I grew up around hip hop. So pretty much like I was always listening to it, but I never imagined making it until one day, like my uncle passed away and that shit hit me. And I didn't have anything to escape the depression except skateboard. And then I ended up getting hit. So I kind of had to find a substitute. So I started writing rhymes, and from there, like, I was just doing, like, whatever, like, little random rhymes. And then by the time I was a sophomore, I started, like, writing real songs, and I kind of just progressed. And then by senior year, I was just starting to make music.
Gotcha. And how old are you right now? How old are you?
I'm 19. I'm about to turn 20 in March.
Gotcha. So you've been doing this for a couple years now in the music game?
I'm going to say about 2 years, because I really didn't take it serious sophomore and junior year, but senior year, like I released a song, and then after that I realized people like my music. So I'm gonna say like about 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me a little bit about in those 2 years. What's the biggest lesson you've learned and the biggest accomplishment you've had so far?
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna say real clear. Like I've accomplished a lot, but I mean I performed quite a bit. And just the feeling that people come up to me and tell me that, like, damn, I'm going to make it one day, and that I have that good energy, and that I see people, like, I think I've caught up, like, so many mistakes that, like, that shit inspires me.
Right.
And I know I'm bound to accomplish more one day, but pretty much right now, like, my biggest accomplishment and something that I'm proud of is I'm very confident in performing, and I have no problem performing in front of people. Like, I have the energy. Like, that's just something that I would say is a good accomplishment for me.
There you go. It's all about that. It's all about that vibe, right? Especially out there in the West Coast scene. It's a little bit different compared to like an East Coast hustle grind. No, West Coast.
Yeah.
So tell me a little about the West Coast scene of music, especially in California.
Well, pretty much like I know the industry music is really different compared to like the East Coast music, but I would say like from my friends and me myself, we're kind of like, I can't explain that. I wouldn't picture us like as West Coast rappers, even though we're from the West Coast, but we really have versatile styles. Like, I have a lot of friends who, they don't sound like YG, they don't sound like Kendrick. Like, I can't explain it, bro, but I guess you could say West Coast, like, they have like a certain flavor, but East Coast has like that rawness. I can't explain, but I'm high key influenced a lot from the East Coast too. I grew up on West Coast, but I personally like East Coast rap.
Interesting. What really makes you tick with the East Coast rap? Do you feel like it's just the way the style is done, the lyrics? What you got?
Like, I think it would say, like, the lyrics and the style. Like I said, the rawness is really, like, something that, like, inspired me. Like, I like, when someone says, oh, who do you like more, Tupac or Biggie? I can't decide, because Tupac has that flavor, but Biggie is as well like that. But I think some artists that helped me kind of branch out into my own thing is, like, I was really inspired by, like, Joey Badass, Fatboy Zombie, The Underachievers. And then I have a lot of respect for Southern rappers, too, like, from Florida. But, yeah, I can't explain, bro. Like, I feel like East Coast, they bring it more from, like, no offense to the West Coast. Like, I love Kendrick and I love Schoolboy. Like, Kendrick brings it, Schoolboy brings it, but, like, I just feel like East Coast is packed with, like, lyricism.
I got you. I'm out here in the East Coast, and it's something about it, right? It just ticks with people. And it's not just you. I think a lot of people just say something about this style out here. It just ticks, and it goes with the flow. Plus the energy, too. Energy is important.
Yeah.
You going to say anything, or are you good?
What's up? Oh, no. I was listening to you. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. No, no worries. So what's your creation process like? Tell me a little bit about the creative process and what you do to come up with lyrics and song beats and whatnot.
So I think, like, we're inspired to, like, say I'm driving one day and I hear a beat, like I listen to music like literally like almost 24/7. Like I'm always bumping music. I think there's like three hours out of the day I don't bump music, but when I do, like it's just like little freestyles in my head. I write them down or I memorize them, and then I just add on to it. And then eventually I get a beat from like my friends or my producers, and I start like, just getting into the flow with that. And then sometimes like I get a beat and I mumble flow, like I'll mumble it like na 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 na, and then like after I write with that flow, like I just make words out of it. And then it's kind of like the creative process, but like aside from like a little lyric, like a little I'm sorry, I'm like freaking nervous, but it's like a little rhyme that it just adds on to something way bigger. I can't
I
really
hear you.
explain it, but also another thing is when I'm going through stuff in life, I just try to write how I feel, because I feel like, if you're going through something, you could like write that down, and pretty sure someone in the world is connecting to that.
That's a very interesting perspective you bring right there. It's
Yeah.
it just seems like the way people, vibe and the way people create, it's so different. And we've had anything from emotions, right? Just emotional feel, and then we've had people, like
Yeah.
you said, when it comes to me, write a banger, boom, you put it on paper, or you just, you have like a journal.
So it's crazy, bro, because throughout me rapping, I always had paper. I was always writing on paper, pencil, like on some random shit. Like I was just always like filling out the paper, like,
Right.
and then one day my friend's like, I'm gonna show my friend like one of my new songs, like, bro, you still write on paper? I'm like, yeah, bro. He's like, bro, I can't. He's like, I can't do that, bro. I'm just using my phone. I'm like, damn, I feel ancient, bro. I'm just like, fuck. So eventually I kind of moved on from paper. Like sometimes at work I have a notebook, and I'm a cashier sometimes, so I'm just, when I'm bored, I'll just sketch it. Like I do sketches, I'll write rhymes, but most of the time now when I write new songs, it's on my notepad, like on my phone. So that's kind of what I do now. I just use my phone now.
Gotcha, yeah, the more new style, just get it going, get on the phone and make it happen for sure.
Yeah.
So that's Spotify, right? That's probably one of the biggest tools artists use. Tell me a little bit about Spotify and how you use it, not only for inspiration from other artists, but for yourself.
With Spotify?
Yeah, Spotify, yeah.
The thing I enjoy a lot about Spotify, it helps you discover a lot of new artists like myself that have really good talent, but they have the lack of exposure, which I feel that's what's happening with me and all my friends. Like I press shuffle sometimes and I discover new artists that really should be heard. Like, and I'm just like, wow, like at least Spotify is doing something right, I get a lot of songs that I hate, but it repays me back and gives me songs that I never heard of, and it's just a whole new flavor. Like it's not Kendrick, it's not Joey, like it's someone else, like that's trying to make it, and I
Right.
relate to them, so I kind of have a higher appreciation for Spotify because that could be me one day. Someone puts shuffle and then it's my song, like that's how I feel towards someone else. So that's why I kind of have appreciation for it.
No, I got you for sure. So you think that's an issue going forward because Spotify is getting oversaturated? People are not getting the attention they deserve, or do you feel like you need a couple songs, you need a couple ways to market yourself to get the credibility? You feel like you need a fan base more, or do you feel like it's just the way Spotify is going, it's becoming oversaturated?
I think Spotify is doing its job. I'm not gonna lie, because I'm not. I don't want to front. I feel like it's just me not marketing myself good enough. Well, there's times where I'm like on it, Like lately, I just been dealing with stuff with my grandma, and I had to go like, I call it airplane mode, where I'm writing rhymes, going through life, but I'm not like marketing myself. But I mean, I'm gonna get in that phase like in a week. But
I
yeah,
got you.
like I think it's just, I'm not gonna lie, it's like I think it's just lack of me promoting myself, because I have a, I'm not gonna say I have a fan base, but I mean I have more than 100 people who appreciate my music, and I really do appreciate every single individual.
Interesting. So, would you say accountability is the thing that's trying you're trying to work on as far as changing?
Yeah,
Okay.
I feel like I need to just change what I'm doing when it comes to promotion and try to evolve into the next step and find new ways to promote myself and market myself so I could get more exposure. Because I know, like, I'm not trying to sound talky, but I have confidence in myself, to be one of the greatest to ever do it. And if I had more exposure, that's all I really need. Give me that one spotlight, that one chance, and I'll take it. And I'm not trying to sound like a douche, but I'm just, you know, I just, that's how I feel.
No, right. You can't go into anything without a little confidence, you know what I'm saying? So I think you have the right mindset.
Thank you.
For sure. When you have that mindset, though, tell me a little bit about knowing that you have to try to be the best, when you're hoping to be the best in the world, of course. When you have that mindset, what do you think is the biggest lesson you take away from having that mindset? Have you always had this mindset, or do you feel like it's gradually come in as you get older?
So the mindset of me being confident into like my rapping, right?
Rapping in life, for sure.
So, like, bro, when I first started rapping, we used to do cyphers in high school, and all my homies would be like, all right, you know, let's do the cypher. I'm like, I'm down, you know. We'll be going in a circle, and they're spitting flame shit, and I'm just like, I'm whack, bro. Like, I'm not, like, I feel like I had it, but I was just too nervous, and I didn't have that confidence. So over the years, like, I was getting better. I was freestyling. I'll have people give me a word, and I'll freestyle off that. And I was just trying to get better. And recently, I would say around senior year, which is when I freaking, like, hit the peak where I'm like, all right, you know I'm really good at this shit. And I don't know what triggered that mindset, but one day, I think it was my first concert, because I was going in there like, damn, like, no one's going to fuck with this shit. Like, this shit's not going to do good.
Yeah.
So we go, and I'm the last vet, and everyone's like, oh, you know, saying my name, and I'm performing. And I straight, like, freaking, I don't know, I guess I owned that shit, because everyone was just freaking going nuts. And then the next show after that, I did even better. And then my third show was, like, fucking insane to me, where I didn't even believe it. Like, I didn't know I was capable of it. So I guess that's kind of what triggered it, like, my performances.
The performances, yeah. I hear what you're saying. Sometimes performing under pressure
Yeah, like, I try not to fold under pressure. Like, I've had so many people talk crap to me. Wait, could I cuss? I'm sorry if I've been cussing.
No, it's all you.
Yeah,
like, you feel,
I have so many people talk crap to me, telling me all this stuff, like,
yeah.
And I just try to use all that, because I hate negative, bro. I'm sure everyone does. I know some people like feeling bad for themselves, but I just hate negative energy. Like, people try to bring me down, I just convert it to positive, and I just make a verse, you know, like, that's how I feel. Like, I feel like the only person that I should really be afraid of is myself, because I'm the only one that could bring myself down at the end of the day. Like, someone could try making me sad, but if I let them make me sad, then, you know, I'm harming myself, if that makes sense. I'm sorry.
So you go, the release, right? You got to sometimes release that frustration out from the haters by writing a verse or getting it on a phone. You know, I hear you. So it's a coping, right?
Appreciate your coping mechanism.
Yeah. Speaking of those doubters, haters, and would you say that, not really so much accountability, but would you say you have when you see those doubters, haters, it not only pushes you harder, but it pushes you to market yourself and do the things you want to do in the short term more?
I would say, like, they're not the main reason why I want to get better.
Okay.
But, like, it's, like, it adds a little bit more fire to the fuel. Like, or fuel to the fire. I don't even know. I'm sorry. But, like,
you're good.
I think the thing that, like, really inspires me to get better every day is watching my friends evolve, watching people evolve as, like, you know, as people. And then I can't explain it, but just the love that I get, it just inspires me to get better. And then when someone tries to go and destroy that love that everyone's building, it kind of, like, makes me, like, I can't explain it, but it makes me, like, it's a spark in my head where it's like, all right, you know, like, now I got to make them respect me, like, not like, you know, like, I can't explain it, but I got to show those haters, like, what's the deal, like, pretty much. I'm sorry. I'm, like, nervous I just got to prove people wrong is what I'm saying. Like, I got a lot of love for it. The people who got love for me, and for the people who were hating, I also got love for them. But I just need to show them what's the deal. Like, I'm not a poser. I'm not, you know, whatever the fuck they think I am.
Right, you got that little edge on your chip on your shoulder, edge to get them going and get the world to be a better place in your sense with your music. I got you.
Yeah.
That's a good mindset to have, because you just never know in today's day and world what mental health can do. You can talk a little bit about that. So what sort of some things you do when you know you're going through a rough stretch, maybe like right now with your grandma? How do you cope with the mental health side and get back into the game?
I'm sorry, but I couldn't really hear you. It sounded staticky.
No, you're good. I'm gonna adjust that. What do you do to get back in the game, let's say when your mental health's a little bit down?
Oh, with dealing with all this life stuff.
Yeah, life stuff, grandma's sick and all that, yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, bro, I'm not gonna lie to you. I mean, we're all human, and that shit digs at me.
Right.
Like, it picks at me, bro. Like, that shit hurts, and sometimes there's things where, like, I'm sad as fuck, but it won't stop me from going to work. It won't stop me from writing verses. I think the way I just cope with it, bro, is like, I face it. I look out straight in the eye, and I'm just like, you know what? Whatever the fuck is happening, life is happening. God doing it for a reason, you know? And I can't really control things that are, you know, there's things that I can control, and the things I can't control, I can't really mourn over, and I can't be sad about it. So I just tell myself, this is my motto. I just tell myself, stay true, you know? Just stay true, and that's it.
Yeah, I think staying true and staying reasonable within your boundaries, not trying to go too above and beyond, and not trying to go to the point where you're overstressing yourself, keeping your mental health
Yeah.
about you, keeping your wits about you. You don't want
Yeah.
you don't want to stress yourself on airplane mode. You know what I'm saying? You just want to focus on other things, and when you
Yeah, yeah.
do, you got to give back your time and your attention for sure with what matters.
Yeah.
No, I hear you. So we'll talk a little bit about let's talk a little bit about this new stuff coming up here. We'll talk about the tape room. We're not going to reveal the name unless you want to. Tell me a little bit about the tape, then we'll get into more of
So
the 25-8. Yeah.
I had most of the content for the tape, but I guess the new song that I plan on releasing next, unless I have a change of mind, it's gonna be called 25-8, and it's produced by my friend Louis, or Luis. You guys should check him out, because that dude is really underrated, and so is my friend Sebastian. I have so many friends who are underrated, and I just can't wait for us to keep on evolving. But yeah, I have a song called 25-8, you know, like 24/7, but it's 25-8, and I'm looking forward to it, because, you know, like, I was going through some hard times when I wrote that, and I just feel like if I can enjoy listening to my own song, then it's a good song, because I never bump my own music. I'm not saying it's bad, but that song, like, I wouldn't mind listening to it, and I just can't wait for other people to share their opinion on it.
Right. Sometimes it's just the art of creation. What was the hardest thing about the process of coming up with 25-8?
The hardest thing about the process, low key, just recording it, bro. I just
Recording,
I
yeah.
li yeah, like I like I'm a freaking perfectionist, man, and
Oh,
I
okay.
just I like I feel like I overthink it, and my friend's like, bro, honestly, that sounded really good. I think you just want it too perfect in your head, and it's not gonna be too perfect. Like, it's a good song, you just gotta let it, you know. It's not gonna be like super, super perfect, but it's still a good song. So I can't explain it, but
Right.
yeah, just the recording process, it took like 1, 2 hours. But I mean, it was worth it. Like, I'm grateful for what the outcome was.
Yeah, it's definitely the recording time and our own visuals and our own fantasies get in our head. I hear what you're
Yeah.
saying. The art of collaboration, it's an interesting thing in the music world. Tell me about some of your friends' personalities and why you guys mix together well, along with the collaboration process.
I have the thing about me and my friends, I have so many, and they all have like different talents. Like, they to me, like, they're all different. Like, I consider them gems. Like they're my friends, and they're really valuable to me. But music wise, man, those dudes, I have different friends. I have friends that play guitar, I have friends who sing, I have friends who do both. I have friends who have mad bars. I have friends who sing and rap. Like, everyone's just kind of their own different flavor, and I'm just really like appreciative that God let me have friends who are really talented, and they can inspire me, and I can inspire them. And yeah, bro, I just you'll see. Like, I should be collabing with some soon. So.
No, I hear what you're saying. I just feel like when you get a group of people and you gel well together, You just know it's going to stick, especially when you have multifaceted talents, right? You have something that's just not one rap. It's a different style and genre of rap. You have different personalities mixing in. It helps with the vibe for sure. So looking back at marketing, going back a little bit about marketing yourself and whatnot, do you feel like when you make those album cover posts, or when you do make that, you feel like you're going to have a plan or a specific plan with 25/8 to market it?
For 25A, bro, I'm kind of like drawing up the kind of on the drawing board for that one. I kind of know how I'm gonna approach it and how I'm gonna release it.
Gotcha.
I want to be able to like I said, I want to evolve and just learn how to learn more marketing skills. So with 25A, I'm gonna kind of use it as an experiment and just try to go all out and just get more exposure on it and just. I just want to make good music, so I just want to show the world more good music.
Right, show the world what's up, Sheldon. Seth Lorenzo isn't here just to play one game. He's here to play for the rest. I got you. I got you. I'm thinking about this in a different way with the perspective. When you post-produce the music, right? Is there anything in particular you try to hone in on, whether it be a beat, whether it be a melody, that you try to use for future song references, or do you feel like it's just every song is different, it's got its own taste?
I feel like every song has their own type of flavor. On
Gotcha.
my tape, I plan on doing about like three sides. I think it's like nine tracks, and then just divide it in some way. But I know side A, it's like the songs are all different flavors, but it's kind of like I can't explain it. You'd have to listen to my two songs. It's called Nodish and World War U.
Wow.
The side A part is going to be first three tracks. They're not like dark, evil tracks, but you'll get what I'm saying. They're like a little mystical, like darker tracks, but they're cool. So side A is going to be like Nadis, and then I can't reveal the second track, and then the third track is World War U. So if you're interested on probably what's going to sound like, you should listen to those two tracks. That's pretty much how side A will sound like. It's like a little, not, I don't, I can't explain it. My friends call it dark, but I don't really consider it dark. It reminds me of like space.
Interesting. What do you say? When you say space, what do you mean by space? Do you mean like just
Like
space in general, or?
it just like I can't explain it, bro. Like it's just music. You look up at the sky at nighttime and you just
Okay.
I can't explain. It's like a they consider it dark. Like it's like a darker tone. It's not like
Would it be more spiritual?
I guess you could say that.
Okay.
'Cause I
I
have
try.
like different flavor stuff. Like I have songs where I wrote for oldies. Like I have songs that are straight bangers. Like I have songs that are like lyrical. I have straight like boom bap like songs. Like I just haven't released. Like I haven't like I just have like lyrics like up. Yes, I have lyrics freaking like for days. I just want to save the same like the good ones with the proper beat selection and just yeah.
All right, certain things are just gonna vibe. I guess the space is just something that comes off the top of your head. I got you. I got you. The way the this is an interesting question. Do you feel like the new artists, including yourself, have to be more patient compared to some of the older artists because of the fact that it's a little bit harder to get recognized? Do you feel like patience is the name of the game in your arsenal?
I'm sorry, bro. I couldn't hear you. Like you're just. I'm sorry.
There you
It's
go. I said, is that patience becoming more and more of a thing now, considering the older artists are starting to fall up a little bit more, and you feel like it's your turn, so you got to be patient?
Yeah, bro, without a doubt, it's like you have to be patient. I just feel like I'd rather be patient and just make my own type of flavor than try to make something that everyone's gonna listen to blow up faster. Like I'd rather just sit back, be myself, and be patient and wait for that time to come, because I know the time will come. Like I wouldn't want to make like a no disrespect to mumble rap, because I listen to all types of rap, but like I wouldn't want to make a song that's really catchy and then like everyone just like likes it. And it's like, you know, one of those new dumb songs. Like I wouldn't want to do that to blow up faster. I'd rather just sit back, be patient, and be myself, if that makes sense.
No, I got you. Be patient. Let it come to you. Don't rush the game. Don't force it, for sure. Do you feel like the secure the bag culture, everyone's trying to secure the bag and make a deal, is becoming less and less, or do you feel like it's better to go independent straight up?
I'm not too sure about that, bro. Like, I feel like everyone's just their own little,
Little
like, I
bubble.
have, hu yeah, like, I have the huge respect for independent artists. I think independent artists are freaking badass, man. Like, shout out Flappity Zombies, and, like, that's an industry artist. That's a, not industry. I mean, that's an independent artist or artists that really need more recognition, because what they're doing is a whole movement. But, I mean, I don't have anything bad. I like anything. I don't have anything wrong with industry artists who like sign and just, I can't explain it, bro. Like, I think, I just, what I say is you can't knock the hustle. Like, you just got to respect, like, everybody, I guess. But I would say, I don't know. I'm sorry, bro.
No, it's just certain things it's hard to explain. I got you, for sure. Because both industry and independents have their own unique way of doing styles and business, right?
Yeah.
What would your perspective be? Like, let's say you make it or you start getting some attention, would you still stay the independent route? Better question.
I'm sorry, bro. Like, you keep on breaking up, and I apologize. I don't wanna.
Yeah, you
I'm not
can.
trying to be. I'm not trying to be a douchebag. I'm sorry.
No, you can, bro. I'll just sit here. Would you say you would still stay independent as you start gaining more traction?
Will I still remain independent if I get more traction?
Yeah, attraction, traction, like traction on your music.
Oh, like, will I remain independent even if I,
Yeah.
oh, I mean, that's the plan, bro. I don't, I mean, honestly, like, if someone like PDE freaking signed me today, I wouldn't refuse it. If Def Jam came here and signed me today, I probably wouldn't refuse it. But I mean, the plan is remain independent and just make my own money, you know, or later on, for sure, later on in the future, I want to make my own label. So, but for right now, yeah, like, even if I had 1 million followers and, you know, 1 million fans, I would be independent unless the right record label came to me. Like, I wouldn't just sign with anybody, if that makes sense.
Right, you have to be patient in the process. You have to
Yeah.
weigh out your options, basically. It's important to weigh out your options and make the right decision for your future and beyond.
Yeah.
Well, what would you say to the, like, you were once a first day artist. What would you say to the up and coming artist, the first song they're about to release, trying to make it in the game?
Who's the what, bro?
Oh, to the first day artist, what advice would you give to them? Person trying to make it in the game, first single about to drop.
Of what artist do I know?
No. What advice would you give to them? Just
What if, oh.
somebody in general, just trying to make it into the game.
What advice? I'm sorry.
Yeah, like what advice would you give to them? Just like a
Oh,
general
to a
message.
new artist that's about
Yeah.
to try and make it in the game?
Yeah.
Just be you. Don't try to sound like anybody else. Don't try to sound like everyone else. Just be yourself. Like, just bring something new to the table. Like, and don't ever doubt yourself. I mean, if someone doesn't like it, I'm pretty sure someone else in the world will like it, if that makes sense. Like, you just got to be yourself. Don't doubt yourself. It's all about self-love. And if you don't feel right about it, go back and redo it. If you just got to stay true to yourself, and you just gotta love yourself. You can't really make it in the world without confidence, and you just gotta do it. Like, you can't hold back. It's either you're gonna do it fully or just don't even do it at all, pretty much.
Right. It's either you go in or all out. You have to go in, or you're not gonna be invested all in. I got you.
Yeah.
Would you say is that what you would say to yourself too when you first start? Is that how you get the same mindset? Just go all in and go all
Yeah,
out?
bro, like, I told myself I don't want to be like someone that just has a link just so I go, just in case I blow up. Like, I don't want to make music just to blow up. I want to make music to make music. Like, I want kids in 20 years, like, how they listen to freaking Gin and Juice now, like, someone wants to be bumping my stuff like that. Like, I told myself, it's like, you're not going to just make a song, get money, and then just stop making music. Like, you need to go all out. You need to go through that shit. Like, it's either you go all in or you just don't do it at all. Like, why even start if you're not gonna finish?
Gotcha. You got to start what you came here to do. I like that mentality, bro. A lot of people don't have that unfinished business mentality, for sure.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you.
Yeah, 100%. Going back to the entertainment side, right? When you make those live performances, what are some things you do? Give me a rundown of the day when you're about to perform. Your pre-game rituals or and your
Yeah,
post-game rituals.
okay, I get you. Honestly, bro, when the day I perform, I ball up, bro. I like playing basketball, I ball up.
There
I'm just constantly listening to music. I'm just spitting bar for bar whatever artist I'm listening to. Like, I pray to God every time. Like, I try praying to God. I try to talk to my relatives that are no longer here no more. I just try to channel, I can't explain it, like an inner power. And I don't know, like, I guess, like, my ritual is I ball up, listen to music, and pray. I guess you just do that. And if I can't ball up, I'll skate, or I'll try working out.
Okay, I got you. Physical activity, getting active, and making things happen, just get you in the groove. Is that
right?
Gotcha. No, that's a great way to look at it, right? You get that physical activity. It's almost like,
you're
in the game before the game even starts.
Yeah, bro, because I know a lot of people, like, they'll drink or they'll smoke, you know, and they're like, oh, I need to get in my mindset. Like, I don't do none of that. So I kind of just try to do, like, that physical. Like, I try to break a sweat, get into that groove. Like, I don't feel like I need a substance to.
Right.
Yeah, like, so that's my ritual, just freaking pray to God. Play some basketball, stay, play catch with my little brothers, do something, you know, like.
Yeah, just stay active and live a holistic life, right? Just nice, clean life and go at it from there.
Yeah, bro.
So looking at some of the perspective, what are some things you got planned for the new year coming up in the end of 2019?
Wait, what's up, bro?
What are some of your end of year plans for 2019?
Oh, what's my plans for ending 2019?
Yeah.
Probably just release 25-8, possibly a bonus track for December, and just try to start hitting my tape, bro. Not a lot of people know about it. That's what I kind of wanted to address it right here, because I do plan on releasing a 9-track tape. And
yeah.
I think 2019, I'm going to end it off with probably just with 2 bangers, maybe 1 or 2 bangers. And just start trying to get that groove in. So for 2020, people know, like, all right, it's going to come, you know? Like, it's coming. So just probably just release music, bro, and just work on my marketing skills, work on my image.
Gotcha. So it's more of just a hone your craft type session here as we end the year? Hone the craft? Gotcha. Now, it's important to hone the craft, man. I tell you right now, the more skills you hone in and learn at 19, you're going to be better for your 20s and 2020, ironically. So it works out perfectly. Now, video. I know video is big. How much do you use video? Or are you still trying to learn that system of just making music videos and trying to work yourself in video?
So I'm currently looking to make a music video because I have so many ideas for music videos. I barely got connected with a friend who said he's interested in making videos for me. So for sure, 2020, a video has to, more than 2 videos have to come. So I plan on making videos for probably Nautis, World War U, and then I can't reveal any more, but pretty much for sure those 2 people will get videos for those. So
awesome, bro. No, that's good. I think video is a good way to asset in a good way. Like, it gives you valuable assets and it gives you value. It doesn't hurt you or help you in the early stages. It just gives you a chance to make an opportunity. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So after you get done, of course, with your wife, and you're on airplane mode a little bit, once you get done with airplane mode, what's the biggest takeaway you'll take away from airplane mode through this difficult time? What's the one lesson you'll take away from grandma getting sick and all that? Yeah.
To get what I do after airplane mode?
Yeah, well, after you get done with this airplane mode, as you said earlier in the show, what's the biggest lesson you'll take away from it to make you stronger?
What's the lesson I take from airplane mode?
Yeah.
So pretty much after I get out of airplane mode, the lesson I just tell myself is, all right, let's just switch up the game plan. I'm a really big Dragon Ball fan,
mm-hmm.
So I just tell myself, you got to ascend. Like, it's time to ascend. Like, No more lacking. And the lesson I teach myself is, you don't want to be in the same spot you were a week ago. You don't want to be in the same person you were a year ago. So that's just something, a lesson I kind of pick up. I'm sorry, bro, if I don't make sense. I'm just.
Always evolving growth mindset. No, I hear what you're saying. I see what you're throwing down. It's always good to evolve too, right? You don't want to be the same person you were yesterday. You want to be a better rendition of yourself tomorrow.
Yeah. Always.
There you go, man. Let's end it right here though with one last question.
Okay.
What are some of your mentors you've ever had growing up, for not only the music game but just in general? Some of your mentors.
Oh damn, that'll shout out a lot of people.
Go for it.
So I'm gonna say a mentor that taught me how to like laugh and love life is my uncle Eric. He's not here no more, but I'm pretty sure that's like him and my grandpa are my two mentors. They're not here no more, but those guys taught me a lot of things about life. And then my mom and dad, of course, my friend Gavin. Shout out my friend Johnny Hunter. Shout out my friend Kid Monk. Shout out John Way. I have so much mentors. It's not even funny. Like my uncle Victor. Like I don't even know how to explain, bro. Like there's so many people that just show me. Like I can learn tips from everybody. Like I can learn something from a little kid. Like I see a little kid playing with a paper airplane, and he's the happiest kid in the world. Like you give that to a teenager, they're just like, "What the hell, paper airplane?" You know? Like there's just little things that I kind of.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna say my biggest mentor ever, who kind of showed me, is my uncle Eric. He, when I was little, he taught me how to shoot a basketball. He just taught me music. He taught me all this stuff. So I kind of wouldn't be shit without him. So I just wanna thank him.
Well, no, absolutely. Shout out to him. He's watching over you for sure. Yeah, thank you, bro. Yeah, sorry about your loss, but it sounds like he was just a very impactful man that helped you grow along the way for sure.
Yeah, bro. He was a. Because he passed when he was like 24. And because I got hit by a car when I was 14. And I remember he passed away in that same month. Like, I got hit on November 1st. Then my aunt passed away like November 16th of cancer. And then my uncle got killed on that 23rd of November. So that whole November was just kicking my ass. But after he passed away, like, I got a chance to go on Facebook and he just left me this message. Of, like, telling me to get better, and just, like, shit's just crazy, bro. So, yeah, like, I thank him. He inspires me in so many ways.
That's awesome to hear, man. I think it's a great way to end it, right? Just to have those impactful stories motivate you to get to newer heights. It's a great message to have, bro. And continue the great work, brother. We'll definitely be seeing that new tape when you drop that.
Yes, definitely, bro. I appreciate you guys to the fullest. You know, I wanted to say this. I apologize if I was stuttering, if I couldn't hear you. Like, I just.
No, you're good.
This is
my
first interview, and I appreciate you guys to the fullest. You know, God bless. And nothing but love, you know?
No, for sure. Before we go, you want to plug your social handle so people can find you on social?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram. It's just _SethLorenzo. Just follow me. Most likely, I'll follow back. You know, just go like my songs. I have music on Apple, Spotify, and SoundCloud and YouTube. I'm Seth Lorenzo. And my Snapchat, you got to hit me up on Instagram for that. And then my Twitter is Seth Lorenzo 12. So you guys, if you ever have any problems, I know it's like I'm not like a mentor or anything, but, you know, just always reach out. I'm always willing to talk to new people. So just God bless everybody. I'll see you guys in the future, and I know you'll see me.
There you go, brother. Thank you guys so much to the Promotion Experience listeners out there for giving your time. And thank you to
Thank you, bro.
Seth for giving time. Thanks, bro.
Thank you, bro. You have a blessed day. God bless.
You too, man. God bless as well.
All right, bro. Be safe. Keep in touch.
Yes, sir.
Yo, thank you for listening to the podcast. As always, we hope this episode was valuable. And for more awesome stories, please subscribe. If you have someone else in mind that should hear these episodes too, go ahead and share it. We dare you. Follow us on Instagram at The United Promotion. And for everything else, including show notes and more info on how to become a guest on our podcast, visit linktr.ee/theup. Have a great day.